Federal agent. Federal agent, backbone of today's crusade against crime. Scotland Yard, French Sûreté, American Bureau of Investigation, Royal Canadian Mounted Police. These men are joined in a modern crusade against crime. Bright early spring morning in Paris. The many galleries of the Louvre are being opened against the arrival of the usual daily visitors. Suddenly a cry arises from the building which houses the world-famous galleries of paintings. A porter rushes into the office of one of the directors.
Monsieur le Director, the great painting of Titian, the entombment, is gone.
Titian's entombment gone? What are you saying?
It's true, monsieur. Cut from its frame in the Salon Carré, stolen, disappeared.
But that is impossible. There is some mistake, porter.
But no, monsieur, there's no mistake. It is, like I say, gone.
This is terrible. There will be a scandal. A masterpiece stolen from the Louvre and under our very noses.
What then?
Silence, silence. The Sûreté must learn of this. Quickly, get me Inspector LeBlanc on the phone.
Oui.
Quickly.
Get the inspector on.
But a matter of minutes before Inspector LeBlanc and two assistants arrive at the director's office in the Louvre. The inspector is speaking.
You are quite sure that the painting was here when the galleries was closed last evening, Monsieur le Director?
Most positive. There can be no doubt of it.
And yet when the salon was opened this morning, there was no trace of it?
It is as you say, Inspector.
The gates at either end of the galleries were securely locked.
Oui, monsieur. And as you see, there are no windows.
In order to enter the Salon Carré, it is necessary to pass through other galleries?
Oui, monsieur. The picture galleries are on the first floor and occupy a part of the western side of the old quadrangle, and then continue with the Salle Lacasse into the Salon Carré.
And from here?
From here, through the Galerie d'Apollon, to the end of the Rubens room.
I see. Could you, by any chance, describe the last visitor to leave these galleries yesterday evening?
Better than that, I can give you his name. It was Jules Cartier, the art critic.
Is he a frequent visitor?
Naturally. But you surely do not suspect M. Cartier.
Oh, hardly. At all events, from the size of the missing painting, it would be quite impossible for one to conceal it under his clothing. I believe your staff inspects all bundles that are carried from the Louvre?
May we? I tell you, someone has accomplished the impossible. The entombment was here when the gallery was locked. Not even a cat could have entered during the night. And... But wait.
Well?
See here, porter. The Salon Carré was clean last night, was it not?
Where is it? The floor, the frames, the painting, the windows.
Perhaps one of the cleaners. But no. They are searched as they leave each gallery.
I believe a new man began his duties last night, monsieur.
A new man?
But he would more likely be searched than the old hands, would he not?
True. True. Oh, this mystery will drive me to distraction.
Oh, so valuable a painting will not remain hidden for long. A little patience, Director, and we shall have it back in its frame. But in the meanwhile, the Sûreté will not be idle, I promise you.
A month passes, and the best efforts of the Sûreté have failed to uncover a single clue. Word of the loss of the Titian's great masterpiece has been broadcast to every corner of the earth. Then late one afternoon, Matthew Kent, multimillionaire manufacturer, receives a mysterious telephone call in his New York office.
Yes?
There's a gentleman on the phone who refuses to give his name, Mr. Kent. He says it is very important to speak to you in regard to your collection of paintings.
That's odd. Well, put him on anyway, Watson.
Yes, sir. Mr. Kent?
Yes?
I thought you might be interested in adding an authentic Titian to your collection.
An authentic Titian? I didn't know there were any for sale. What is it?
The Entombment.
What's that? You mean the painting that was stolen from the Louvre a month or so ago?
I wouldn't know anything about that part of it. Well, what do you say?
Well, if you really have what you say you have, I'd be interested, all right. So you come out to my house tonight and bring the Titian with you.
This is on the up and up now, Mr. Kent?
Well, of course it is. Do you think I'd pass up a chance to get my hands on a genuine Titian? Particularly that one?
Then you can expect me at your home at 10 o'clock tonight.
True to his word, the stranger keeps his appointment. After a thorough inspection, the famous painting passes into the possession of Matthew Kent. Some weeks after this transaction, Roger Calhoun, wealthy railroad magnate from Philadelphia and a close friend of Kent's, journeys to New York on business. Following a long-established custom, Calhoun dines at Kent's palatial home on the Hudson the evening after his arrival. He's invited by his friend to inspect a new treasure recently added to his collection.
Wait until you see this, Roger. All my life I've wanted the opportunity to own just such a masterpiece as the one you're about to see.
Yeah, looks to me as if you've done pretty well if you've never added another thing. There isn't a better private collection of paintings in the United States. Not even barring my own.
Well, what you're looking at now is nothing. Wait, just wait. Here, I have to move the screen. There's a door just behind it.
Great Scott. Why all this scenery? Do you have this new masterpiece of yours in a room by itself?
Oh, that's the only trouble, Roger. I can't show this treasure of mine to anyone but intimate friends like yourself. When you see it, you'll know why.
Well, it certainly should be good with all this business. Well, this is a cozy little spot you fixed up for it. And I take it that's the painting there behind those back plates?
Right. Now set yourself for an eyeful while I do the honors of unveiling it.
Titian's Entombment.
Yes, Titian's Entombment. Look at the depth and the intensity of expression, the grandeur of line. Tell me where you can match the superbness of its massing. Well, unfortunately, the color's darkened and faded, but you'll have to admit it's impressive nevertheless.
Matthew, you've been swindled.
Swindled? What are you talking about? You know as well as I do that this painting was stolen from the Louvre. I paid $200,000 for it.
I still say you've been swindled. And what's worse, I've been swindled too, and for the same amount.
Will you quit talking in circles and come to the point? What reason do you offer for those crazy comments?
Because I bought Titian's Entombment myself a few weeks before I left Philadelphia.
What?
Unless I'm badly mistaken, we've both spent $200,000 for a couple of rank imitations.
The findings of an expert verified Calhoun's opinion. Kent decides to get back as much of his money as he can by placing the canvas on sale. However, the art dealer's $12 a week clerk sees an opportunity to pocket a substantial reward by communicating with the Louvre authority. So once again, Inspector LeBlanc is called to the director's office.
Come in. Ah, Inspector. I have most fortunate news.
Regarding the Titian, Monsieur le Directeur?
Mais oui. I have a letter posted from America stating that the lost Entombment is in the hands of a New York art dealer.
The painting in America? Surely this letter is the work of a crank. I have reason to believe that it has never left France.
Yes, perhaps.
Nevertheless, it is only wise to search out every clue. However, if your information is correct, the Sûreté has no jurisdiction. The matter must be referred to the American Federal Bureau of Investigation.
You think they will act?
I am certain of it. If you will permit me to telephone, I'll send a cable immediately.
Upon receipt of the cablegram, the Federal Bureau of Investigation acts promptly. Within a week, the art dealer's canvas arrives at the Louvre, only to be discovered a forgery. But these latest developments have given Inspector LeBlanc an excellent lead. Seeking the aid of the famous art critic, Gilles Gautier, he goes to that gentleman's apartment. Gautier is not in, and the inspector, leaving word for the critic to join him at the Louvre, goes straight to the director's office where the two men await Gautier's arrival. In less than an hour, the French critic presents himself, and at LeBlanc's suggestion, the group enters the Salon Carré, upon whose walls the frame of the Entombment still hangs.
Gentlemen, I believe that we are near the solution of the Louvre mystery.
Heaven grant that you are right.
You were the last visitor to leave the galleries on the evening of the robbery, were you not, Monsieur Cate?
Yes, I believe I was.
And you saw nothing to excite suspicion?
No, monsieur.
Monsieur le Directeur, you remember that there was a new man among the cleaners who was occupied in this salon on that night?
Oui. You told me that you learned later that this man left his companions and came back to the salon.
But for a very short time, 4 or 5 minutes. He was searched when he left the building and nothing of suspicion found on him. Since then, he has never returned to his post.
True.
Nor has he been located.
For what reason do you believe this workman returned to the Salon Carré after his task here was completed?
I shall come to that presently. Now, gentlemen, what is also important is that 6 copies of Titian's Entombment are found to have been sold as the original. 5 in America and 1 in England. Each commanded a purchase price of $200,000. Yet the real Titian was not among them.
I am afraid I do not follow you, Inspector. Rather than lending hope for the recovery of the property of the galleries, you appear to discourage the promise of that good fortune.
Gentlemen, the entombment has no need to be recovered. It has never left the Louvre.
What?
The workman who returned to this gallery cut the Titian from its frame and concealed it behind the frame of a larger painting. If you will have a porter look behind the marriage feast of Cana by Veronese, I believe you will find your lost entombment.
Monsieur, this is wonderful. But how did you learn of it?
The painting was concealed so that the report of its disappearance would be made public. How easy, then, to sell a copy to a credulous group of collectors. But the deciding clue was the fingerprint of a man I have suspected for some time. The fingerprints were found on the painting that was sent you from America.
But how could someone in America...
Wait, please. This man was famous for his copies of the Old Masters. And so when I found fingerprints on the canvas, where it had been protected by the frame, I compared them with prints I found in his apartment here in Paris.
But his name, who is this man?
He is the man who found he could not live on the salary of an art critic, who knows enough of makeup to pass himself off as a workman in a building where he was well known, and who is even now considering a dash for freedom.
You mean?
I mean Monsieur Jules Cartier.
Listen for our next presentation of thrilling stories related to this modern crusade as each nation calls upon its chief bulwark against crime. Federal agents,